Thank you for calling Kressel & Young Eye Associates. Please choose from the following 7 options. If you're calling to make, change, or cancel an appointment, press 1. If this is a physician's office, press 7. If you have questions for our surgery department or to schedule a cataract surgery, press 2. For contact lens questions or orders, press 3. To request or check on a prescription refill, press 4. If you have a question about a bill, press 5. To reach the optical shop, press 6. To hear the menu options again, press 8. Otherwise, please hold, and the next available assistant will be with you shortly.
Thank you for calling Kressel & Young Eye Associates. How can I help you?
Hi, good morning. My name is Alfonso Garza with the Bank of Cardiff. I was looking to touch base with Richard. Is he in?
He's with patients right now. I'm sorry. One second.
Is there an office manager?
Yeah, I just want to take your name down again. Take your name down.
Okay.
I'm sorry. What was your name again?
Alfonso Garza. And then I'm with the Bank of Cardiff, and it's spelled C-A-R-D-I-F-F, like different.
C-A-R-C-A-R.
Yeah, D-I-F-F, like different.
Okay. And there's the bank out.
Yeah, Bank of Cardiff, and then my number's 858-252-1487. And then does he have an email where I could just send him a quick note if that's easier for him?
And what is your last name again, Gonzalez?
No, Garza, G-A-R-Z-A.
Oh, G-A-R-Z-A, okay. And now, Alfonso, what is this in reference to?
Just some past financing with U.S. Bank Corp that he did in 2010.
Okay.
Is there like an office manager or anyone like that around?
Yeah, I just can't put you through to where I have to give her a brief message.
Okay.
All right.
Is there a good time to call back, or is she calling back, or what's the deal?
I'm going to have to find out if she can speak to you now. And your this is in regards to...
Yeah, some finance.
...that Dr. Richard did with you in 2010?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. And this is the Bank of Cardiff?
Yeah, like
C-A-R-
Cardiff.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go.
All right. Let me just see if she can speak to you, okay? Please.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. No longer necessary. Dr. Michael Kressel is a fellowship-trained corneal refractive surgeon with extensive experience in the different refractive surgeries. He can advise you if you are a good candidate and suggest the best procedure for your eyes. Please be patient. Someone will be right with you.
Thank you for calling. Ask about gas permeable and soft contact lenses that can correct astigmatic conditions. We have various types available, including disposable contacts. Our soft lenses consist of a complete array of colored contact lenses. A professional consultation can determine which type of contact lens would be best for your individual needs. Please remain on the line. A representative will be with you in a moment.
We are pleased to introduce Dr. Amy Giussani to our practice. Dr. Giussani will be seeing patients during...
Hi, is this Alfonso?
Yes, it is.
Hi, my name is Leslie. I'm the office manager here. Can I help you in some way?
Hi, Leslie. I was just trying to touch base with the doctor, but if you're in charge of the financing, I was just following up on an offer that we have sent to you guys. It was based on some past financing that was done with U.S. Bank Corp. But based on the history there, you guys are pre-approved for some equipment and some working capital for $250,000. So I just wanted to see if there was a need of anything that was along the line or down the pipeline where you guys might need some financing.
Oh, okay. For equipment mainly is what you're looking for?
Either equipment or capital. We do both. It kind of depends on any needs there.
Okay. And right now we're pre-approved for $250,000?
Yeah, $250,000. So I was just checking in, introduce myself and see if there was any need.
Oh, cool. I really appreciate that, Alfonso. What's your last name?
Garza. It's G-A-R-Z-A.
Okay, great. And what's your phone number, just in case?
Yeah, it's 858-252-1487.
Okay, great. I actually, one of the other physicians was just actually talking about something about this yesterday.
Nice.
So he's not in right now. I think he's coming in like around 1 or something. I'm not sure if he already took care of it, but this might be something I can just probably put in their minds if they are interested, just because I heard a word of it.
Okay,
know,
do you know what they were looking to do? Some equipment or some capital, do you know?
Equipment is what they were looking at. So I'm not sure. I have to touch base with him and see what was the end result. He may have already taken care of it, in which case then, okay, well, it's one day late, right? One day late, dollar short kind of thing. I'll talk to him when he comes in, and if it is something that we're interested, we'll give you a call.
Okay, Leslie, is there maybe a good email for yourself so you can just have me on file so you can actually physically see what's available to you guys?
Sure. I mean, I can give you my email address, the one that I use for this company anyway. Do you have pen and paper?
Yeah, I'm ready, yes.
Okay, it's L A M as in Mary, C E as in Echo, N as in Nancy, T as in Tom, Y R E at gmail.com. It's actually my last name. My last name is McIntyre, but it's spelled funny.
So it's L A M A C E T Y R E?
Very close. L A M C E N T Y R E.
Okay, so L A M C E N T Y R E.
You got it. At gmail.com.
At gmail.com. Okay. And do you know when exactly... Yeah, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, feel free if you are aware of something or some promotion that is available and you just want to kind of touch base with us, just shoot us over an email or shoot me an email. It's absolutely fine. And if we are interested, then I can reach out to you.
All right. Yeah, that's perfectly fine, Leslie. Is there a point in time where you guys do your financing during the year?
Not exactly, no. It's... There is no real set schedule for anything. I think we really do that part of it. There's just been a lot of changes that have been happening in the office, so I think just this year has kind of been a little bit of a hodgepodge. So
right,
we're just trying
to
get through it at the current moment. Of
yeah, because I know in the business you guys are getting a lot of regulations where you guys have to update the systems and stuff like. Because we do a lot of work with a lot of doctor's offices also.
Yeah, there have been a lot of changes, so it's just kind of tough keeping up with it. And then we went electronic last year, so trying to keep our heads above water at the current moment.
Well, that's good. How are sales for you guys this year?
Say it again?
How are sales for you guys this year? Are we up, down, or flat from last year?
Well, at the current moment, I'm not sure. We're going to have to check it again, really. I think, I mean, as far as how we're doing okay, but we could be doing better is really what it is.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. So you guys have plans for growth?
Definitely have plans for growth.
Nice. What are you guys doing? What are you guys doing to get that in place?
Well, like yesterday, they were talking about at least getting a new piece of office equipment. That would definitely be excellent for all of our patients and being able to follow up with certain things in the back of their eye. And then we just actually hired a new physician, so that was really good. So we're growing there. We did have two physicians retire. Well, one retired and one left the practice because her husband moved up north, so that kind of threw everything off. So we're maybe even contemplating hiring another physician, but we're not sure yet, or even expanding the office. But we're just talking about it now at the company. We can't make any final decisions just because we're just still trying to make more instead of be stagnant. So with kind of hit us hard. So that's why we're just kind of holding our ground at the current moment, if you want to put it that way.
Okay. Yeah, because with our programs, we do unsecured cash, so you guys can pretty much do whatever you need see fit for the business.
Cool. Oh, well, thank you. I really appreciate that. That's good to know, too.
Yeah, we do financing for your equipment. Like you said, you guys are looking to bring on some new equipment. So when's a good time to follow back with you, Leslie?
I'm always extremely busy, so emailing me is really the best thing for you to do. If I don't respond, it's probably because I have 100 other things going on. But what's really nice is that now I'm aware of you, and that what I can do is if they are talking about anything like that, I can always say, hey, by the way, I know this guy.
You can always shoot me. I'm by my desk all the time. So
all right, cool,
any
cool.
questions,
really
feel free to reach out. And then when you guys bank, do you guys use Bancorp as your a bank that you guys lean on for financing?
Actually, I don't think so. The doctor that was just talking about it yesterday, he mentioned PNC, and then he mentioned another bank, but I don't remember what it was. So I'm not sure who he's planning on financing anything through.
Okay.
I'd have to ask him when he comes in.
And then have you worked with any of those before?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
That I'm actually not sure.
Alrighty. All right, Leslie, thank you so much, and it was a pleasure speaking with you. I'll send
you
over the email right now, okay?
Yeah, perfect. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
All right, Leslie. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
like what type of rates we can offer. We've been kind of slower in that